So this is a meditation called Mind the Gap. So you can begin as usual, making sure that you're sitting in an upright position, with your hands resting gently in your lap, and your feet square on the floor. Just take a moment to tune in to how the body is feeling, just noticing in particular if there's any tension being held, if there's a feeling of contraction, or unease. And you can use the breathing as a way of bringing energy back into those areas on the in-breath, and letting go of tension on the out-breath. And you can make that letting go a little bit more effective if you actually lengthen the out-breath just a little. So just take a few breaths, tuning in, scanning through the body, and allowing yourself to be aware of tension or contraction and letting it go and breathing in to find new energy. And just give yourself permission for the next 8 or 9 minutes to be fully present with this exercise. This is time to refresh and to heal and to settle and to center. Whenever you do this, it'll relax you and calm you and center you and ground you for the rest of the day. So it's a good investment of time. You're doing it for yourself, but you're also doing it for other people because you'll be better able to manage situations afterwards. So just commit fully to being present and to doing nothing. As you relax more and more, but making sure that you're alert and awake. And you can bring yourself deeper and deeper into the center of your being. Drop deeper in, past events and activities and busyness of the day, past any worries, dropping deeper into this moment. Past even the identification with who you are. So that you're dropping into a place of timeless spaciousness. And in your awake but relaxed state, you can now bring attention both to what's going on in your body, with the breathing, for example, or to things in your environment, such as sounds, allowing those things to change and move, and without needing to make a judgment or commentary, just observing movement and sounds coming, arising, and dissolving. So for just a moment more, just be aware of what is happening in your body and in the environment, without judgment, without holding on or making stories. Okay, so relax. We're going to change this a little bit. We're now going to bring attention to the space or the time within which the movements and the events and the sounds occur. So it's perhaps easiest to work with sound. Bring your attention to the silence between sounds, the space within which sounds arise, then fade away. So that you realize that the default background state in the sound environment is the space rather than the sounds that come and go within it. You might bring to mind the analogy of the sky and clouds. Our attention is drawn to the clouds, but they arise. They're always changing slightly. They dissolve back into the sky, and the sky itself is unaffected. So it is with your own mind. The essential nature of your own mind is clarity, an open space. Within that, we have all kinds of thoughts and things that happen, things we sense, but they are events within the space of your mind. So see if you can get a sense of that essential infinite, spacious quality of mind itself, and notice that mind itself is not affected by events, by sounds, by your emotions, by anything that happens. It has no commentary. It has no preference. It has a timeless, patient quality. And see what else you can discover about it. So just rest with that for a few moments more. Let insights come to you. Don't go chasing them. Okay. So we'll begin to ease out, but just make a mental note of any discoveries you've made, any feelings you have, because whatever you've discovered is already there, has always been there, and will always be there, and is always accessible to you. So just take a few deeper breaths now. And we'll ease out. Have a great day.